This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club. Because we're not just fans, we're a team. With two in three football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
You're listening to the Scarf Bergara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network, and charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans.
Hello and welcome to a bonus podcast, The Squad Pod. Today we are going to give our opinions on who we think should stay, who should be released, who should get at least a two-year contract, or who we should sell. I am joined by Dan and Jimmy from the Club Call, as always. Hi, chaps. How are we both doing?
Yeah, not
good,
too bad.
Thanks, mate.
Good, good. And a regular participant, friend of the show nowadays, Andy from the Cheedland.
Hello.
I know you like being told that you're like a friend of the show.
I hate that term, friend of the show. Thanks, mate.
T-shirt made up just with friend of the show on it, Rich.
So, yeah, basically, we've all completed the form that was tweeted out over the weekend, and we're just going to go through that, each player, say what we think, try not to go overboard on each player, try and be only a couple of minutes. If anywhere we are in total agreement, then we will just give a quick opinion on that, push on to the next player, and if there is ones that we've got sort of a bit of a mixed feeling about, then we will talk about that, and once the pod is finished, we might even try and release our list onto that tweet so that people can see exactly what we've done. It is a bonus podcast, and we know that the retained and released list will be released within the next couple of days normally, so it's going out to everybody as soon as possible, and hopefully we should be able to see us on YouTube as well. So we will crack on with quite possibly the easiest player on the list. Our number one goalkeeper, Ben Hinchliffe. We've basically, Dan and Jimmy, you both said just keep for a year, and me and Andy have both said 2 years at least.
I just interrupt my 2 years though. I don't even think that he'll be number one next year. I think he'll be given to like January to see where we're at. But the 2 years, I was kind of hoping that if we can keep him there within the squad, it's kind of backup or coaching or something.
Yeah.
He's well and truly earned that. So that's why I put 2 years.
Yeah, that was pretty much the same as me. I thought it'd be a one-year sort of playing contract and then the second year as a player coach, because I think it'd be really good to get him on the coaching staff with the youth setup and stuff. Is that sort of where you were both sort of thinking, Dan, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think number two next year. It might be worth saying, telling everyone the contract expiry dates of everybody as well as we go through them.
So Ben is officially out of contract on June of this year. So in the next 2 months, he's basically out of contract. So we're all pretty much agreed on Ben. Next one. Now, this is a very split decision. Jordan Smith, who is currently our number two, his contract also expires in June of this year. I've said release. Dan and Jimmy have both said to keep him 1 year, and Andy said 2 years plus. So, Andy, 2 years plus, why do you think he deserves a two-year contract?
because he's not been given the chance. He's got good pedigree. You know, all right, he's not played a load of games, but he's come from a lot higher up. He's a good keeper. He is a good keeper. And I just think we need that. You know, in the past when we've gone out and we've signed loads of new players and what have you, we've struggled for them to gel a bit. He's been around, you know. The chances are Ben's success this year come because we've got a good second or good number two pushing for Ben's place. You know, so I think if we still have that mixture at the back of Ben and Jordan Smith, I think it's a good option.
So do you think Jordan Smith is good enough to be our number one keeper?
Yes.
Right, okay. And Dan, Jimmy, you both in agreement with that?
Yeah, I mean, he's only 29 at the start of the season. So, you know, he's at that age, they always say the keepers are coming into their own. And, you know, and like you say, he's got pedigree. And like you say, I think with goalkeepers union, you have to run a little team, aren't they? And it looks like it works well. You know, they look like they're having fun when they're warming up in the track, you know, with pre-match and stuff like that. So, like you say, you don't want to... There's obviously going to be an evolution of the team going forward, but I don't think it's a case of just ripping bits out when you don't really need to.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought he played really well in the Papa John's Trophy. He made some amazing saves against Bolton. He's got great feet, which I think is going to be better in League One as well. I think we're going to look to try and progress the ball again. So I think he will be number one next season and Ben will be behind him. That's my prediction. Okay. And if he does well, we'll give him another contract after that.
So you think just a year extension to see how he does in League One with us? Okay, I personally didn't think he would be good enough to be a number one. That's why I've said release. I think that we should be getting in a much better keeper to be number one and say to basically take over from Ben. Maybe not quite next season, but certainly be up there and to be pushing Ben and to take over from Ben. So I just didn't quite think that Jordan Smith would be good enough to be our number one. So that's why I said so. Interesting. Say two players in.
De Gea is training at Altrincham still, so you know there might be.
Oh God! Don't start that rumor. Let's start talking about Ross Barkley, shall we? So anything else on that? I think we pretty much said what we need to. So Bobby Jones, his contract is up in May. Obviously, I know he's only 20 years old, isn't he? He's got quite young.
22 start of the season.
I've said to keep him for a year. Dan said to keep him for a year. And Jimmy and Andy have both said to release him. So why should we release him, do you think, Jimmy?
Watching him in the warm-ups, I just don't think he's anywhere near where we need a goalkeeper to be. Although I guess if he's third choice, it's not as important. But Jordan Smith, again, he makes loads of good saves in the warm-up. And I think Bobby Jones struggles a little bit. So I think it's just a level too high for him. And at a young age, he probably needs to be getting games as well rather than being third choice keeper.
Right. Agree with that, Andy?
Yeah, I agree. Although I'd never see the warm-up because I'm having a pint. So it kind of follows on from the Jordan Smith thing of what you were saying, Waggy, about getting an experienced keeper in. I think if we've got Ben, we've got Jordan, get a decent loan keeper on 6 to 12 month contracts, and the three of them can fight it out between themselves.
Right. You know,
don't spend big on a keeper because they've already got two pretty decent keepers. You know, in my opinion, very good keepers there already. So get a decent, you know, like in the past where I've got likes of Hennessy and Ruddy, and you know, from good sort of pedigree keepers.
Yeah.
Needed that experience to help sort of fight, but I just don't think Bobby Jones is that, to be fair.
Just to say about the keepers then, do you think that, because as you say, like, I know that the Hennessy and the Ruddies were quite young keepers, but we had Yaros in last season before?
Yeah, last season.
And he was supposed to be sort of a similar ilk and a similar age to, like, your Henderson and your Ruddy. And I don't quite think that he was up to that. So do you think there is those keepers out there that are of that sort of, say, 22, 23 years old?
Yeah, because Simon Wilson sort of highlighted it in one of his interviews, didn't he? He said, as soon as you move into that League One, you're getting that better pedigree of loan players. Mm. So obviously, when we're in League Two, we get loan players from the higher up, but they're obviously not, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say it, you know. Not as talented as the ones that you potentially could get from, you know, when you're in League One. So.
Right. Okay, cool. So move on to defenders. The first one we're going to mention is Ibu Toure. So me, Dan and Jimmy have said keep him for a year. So his contract runs out on June the 25th. So we've still got a year to run on the contract. Us three have said to keep him. Andy said sell him. I'm guessing that you don't like him, Andy.
No, right. I'm not his biggest fan. I've made it quite clear I'm not his biggest fan. But yeah. He proved me wrong for the running.
Yeah.
He came back and he was brilliant. However, that inconsistency over a whole season, I don't, you know, he's just about top end League Two level for that. I just think there's better out there.
Okay.
You know, if we really want to consolidate in League One or even be on the skirts of a playoff place, we need the best we can get. And I just think there is better out there.
Do you think that also with, we will talk about him next, but with Rydell coming back next year as well, do you think he's more likely to be?
Rydell came from League One, didn't he? So he's got that bit of experience.
Okay.
Rydell on his day is brilliant.
Yeah, he's mustard. Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he absolutely is brilliant. You know.
Yeah, so keep it on Toure. So Jimmy, Dan, both said to keep him for a year. So is that just to see how he does in League One?
Well, he's under contract for another year anyway. In the league appearance, he's had 32 appearances in the league and he's got 9 assists in the league. So, like you say, he struggled when he came in. Challenger said that it was because he played him in the wrong position. He was never a left centre-back. Same again, I think going forward, he's better going forward than what he is at times at defending. But yeah, he's going to be given a shot at this level, I think, because he's under contract. Unless, like you say, like with a lot of these, unless there is a better player coming in that position, then obviously he's, you know, you can get money for him and we have to balance books as well, which has obviously been said. So if a better player doesn't come in on that left-hand side, then yeah, Toure's, you know, definitely keeping.
You've got to remember as well that he was at Salford for, was it 6-8 years? It's going to be difficult, and he was the captain. It's going to be difficult for any player to be sort of parachuted into a different club after that sort of length of time. It's going to take him time. And as you've said, Dan, he was played out of position, which I think just completely knocked his confidence. Yeah. So I think he's good enough for League One, and we should be looking to spend like money elsewhere.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to take a wager, Jimmy?
A wager. Yeah.
We'll discuss that off there.
We're going to be doing a lot of that.
I'm texting him as we speak.
So we'll move on to Ryan Rydell. He's obviously been injured all season. His contract expires at the end of June as well. We have myself and Andy have said give him a 2-year contract, a minimum of 2-year contract. And Dan and Jimmy have said keep him give him a 1-year contract. So, Jimmy, why do you think he should only get a 1-year contract rather than tying him down for a longer period?
It's purely down to injuries. You just don't know how his body's going to respond when he does come back. So I would say have a year and see how you do. And there's nothing stopping us extending that halfway through the season. If he's looking strong and he's looking good, we can stick another 18 months down on him, can't we, or something?
Yeah, you could always have the option in there, can't you? Because we will come on to one that I think has got the option. So Andy, you put down for being, you know, over 2 years, or 2 year plus contract.
Because I wasn't aware that he was overly injury prone anyway. And I know this is a big injury, but just the fact that he's come from League One, so he's already got that bit of experience because he come from Fleetwood, he came from Fleetwood, so he's already got that experience anyway. And on his day, he is brilliant. You know, he wasn't brilliant at the start of the season before he was injured. There was a few aspects of his game, you know, that I wasn't happy with. as I'm probably sure he wasn't, but I just think he's got that. And the 2 year as well, with him being so young, it also platforms then, doesn't it, to if somebody else wants him and he's not up to scratch, we can sell him and we can get some money for it.
Yeah.
I think that's the key in it, is his age. I mean, he's had, while he's at count, he's had 82 appearances, scored 6 goals and 11 assists. And he likes it at times, he can be magical or he can be very frustrating. And I think Challen has been quite frustrating with him at parts as well, but he's 23. And that is the, like you say, he's still growing, still learning. And like you say, I think he's worth a throw at next season at League One.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving on to our first of the loan players, Ethan Bristow. Going back at the end of June, we have got me and Dan both saying release, Jimmy saying keep him for a year, and Andy saying release. So I think we'll go with the release first. So Andy, why do you think we should be releasing him and not trying to get him on a permanent or get him back on another loan?
Well, on my side, I've done like an asterisk because there wasn't an option of on the fence.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're on the fence. Dan, why should we release him?
I think defensively, he's not good enough. Attacking-wise, we've seen glimmers and he's got better as the more game time he's got, but he's still only got 1 assist out of 13 appearances for Cowie. But defensively, I think he's just too short. And I think, like you say, with Torre there and Rydell, I think if Rydell's fit, I don't think he's not. He goes way down the pecking order, and I don't think he gets into the team. And I'd rather have somebody that can play on both sides or a little bit more versatile.
Yeah. And Jimmy, you said we should give him a year's contract. Mm. Is that a set on the fence one, or is it good enough?
It's purely because my daughter fancies him, to be fair, so she'd be gutted if he left. So
at least you're honest.
That is literally the only reason I put a year down.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's good enough defensively, unfortunately. He's got pace. He can obviously pass a ball, but he's not shown us anything, has he, from a defensive point of view, unfortunately. Mm. So, yeah, I don't think he'll be here.
Then we go on to Taylor McMahon. Now, I've just said keep him for a year. Dan and Jimmy have said release. And Andy, you've said again another 2 years plus. I honestly don't know enough about him. We know that he's, what is he, 20? Where's he gone? He's not even on the list for. So he's only about 20, isn't he? He was part of the development squad for this year. We don't actually know if. There's no contract information. I can't find any contract information to say whether he is out of contract or in contract. So, again, Andy, why do you think that we should be giving him a 2-year contract?
Well, just mainly because we can sign him because of his age. Again, he's obviously got something, hasn't he, for him to be, you know, within the squad. And just loan him out for a year, and then he's not really on our books, is he?
Yeah.
A bit like that one, that bizarre sign that we did, that
The striker that went to Gateshead.
Yeah.
Is it York or Gateshead we sold him to?
Yeah.
I think it was York, I think, but he went to Gateshead on loan, didn't he?
Yeah, got recalled and sold him.
Yeah, but what was he called, him? Anyway, him... We can do what we did with him. And if he's not, you know,
if he's not Billy something.
Billy Chadwick, I think.
There we go, Billy Chadwick. Get there in the end.
Yeah. That was all that was.
Okay, so Dan, you said release him.
Same again. I just don't know nothing about him. You know, we've got to remember that obviously going up through the leagues and what has been said by Simon Wilson is that we need players that we need to develop to sell on for profit to help us be sustainable. And like you say, if he's young, he's obviously broke through. You know, could he be another Ethan Pye next season? We just don't know. Mm. Would we have said Ethan Pye did this, you know, this time last year? Would we have said about Ethan Pye? Mm. So he's one of them ones. Don't know nothing, really enough about him to make an informed decision.
Okay, fair enough. Next, we move on to Fraser Horsfall, and this is a clean sweep. He has a year left still on his contract, and basically we've all said, get him signed up. I think he is absolutely League One standard. I still think he's got a lot to offer us. He looks absolutely solid at the back with Pye. So I think we should be giving him at least another 2, maybe 3 year contract. And we're all pretty much agreed on that one.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's an excellent age as well, 27 for a centre-back. He's got an amazing injury record, i.e. doesn't get injured. And he seems to come back pretty quick when he does get out of the team. Well, 86 appearances in 2 seasons is brilliant. And he's just, the way he uses the ball as well, he can stride forward, he can score goals. He's not done too many times this season, but we have seen him score goals. So, yeah, no-brainer. 2 years.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, just to quickly say what Jimmy said, his footwork from playing out the back is immense.
Yeah.
You know, it is just, it's actually a joy to watch.
Yeah, he sidestepped a couple of players, didn't he, on Saturday?
Yeah.
Waiting that little club over the border.
Yeah. Well, he's one of them, he's like a football manager one, isn't he? That when you look at his stats, his current ability and his potential ability, I still think his potential ability is higher than what his current ability is. I think a footballer-wise, he's absolutely brilliant. Defending at times, I still think he's got a couple more levels to go up. I think he turns, switches off at times and loses his defender a little bit. But for me, he's one of those players that I think he started a bit shaky at the start of the season. But as the season went on, he just got better and better and better as the season went on. And
but in fairness, he had 2 fullbacks next to him at the start of the season. So no wonder he was shaky.
Yeah. But yeah, no, he's shown his worth. So, you know, definitely you can't have him going into the next season knowing it, he could be moving on for nothing at the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then next lone player, Lewis Cass. We've all agreed on this one. It's a definite release. I don't think he's only played 2 appearances.
9
appearances. Strangely, 9 appearances. He's not looked a very good player when he's come in. He's done a job. We had problems on the right hand side. I don't think he's good enough to be League One or to be in our squad. So I think we're all pretty much in agreement.
On his debut, I think it was Grimsby, he scored, didn't he, on his debut? And he looked an absolute find. But he's not, like you say, he's just not really sort of moved on from that. He's still a young lad. He's still 24. He's played lots of games at that level. But, yeah, I've not seen enough of him to say that, yeah, we need to sign him up.
Okay. Cool. Next one, Akil Wright. He's still got a year on his contract. You three have all said to keep him for a year, and I've said to sell. So I will go first this time because I've said to sell him. I think he's done well for us. And I know he was National League North, and we're playing him in a different position, which he's done pretty well at. I think he's much better as a right centre-back than he is as a defensive midfielder nowadays. I just don't think that he has the potential to be good enough in League One for us. And as we were saying, we want to be strengthening players, and if we can still get, he can still go and do a job at another League Two club. So I think we cash in because he's only, is he 27? Yeah. Is he 27?
28.
So he's still 28, so we can still get decent money for him, and then we can bring in a much better right centre-back. Or I think that Noyle could definitely do a job there, like we've been playing this season with him and Lemony Evans as a right wing-back. So I think that we've, to give more cover for that, I think that, unfortunately, I think Akko Wright goes. That's my opinion. What do you get? Why do you guys think, Andy, why do you think we should keep him for another year?
Well, can I change my mind?
Oh, because of my excellent argument.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, do you know what? There are going to be some shocks in this retained list. You know? And I'm just thinking about it now. He is a good player. He's been a good player for us, but Is he League One? He's probably not. And I know you sent this the other day, and I've had all weekend to think about this, and now I'm changing my mind. But just listening to your voice of reason, Waggy, I'm going with sell.
Okay. Dan, Jimmy?
I'm going to stick to my guns.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking to my guns.
I'm not flaky like Andy.
Why should we keep him for another year?
He's probably one of the most athletic players in the defence. He can bring the ball forward pretty well. He does have to work on his passing, and he does tend to run into players and lose the ball. But I think as a backup defender, I don't think he'd be paid that much either, because he did come from York, didn't he? So he's not going to be a top earner at the club. So I would just keep him on that basis, but bring in somebody better.
So just have him as more of a
squad player,
backup player. Do you agree with that, Dan? Anything else to add for?
No. You need to go back to Andy and ask him whether I've persuaded him with my argument. Come on, Andy.
Yeah, do you know what? I'll wait for Dan and then I can pick the
best. For me, Akil's one. If he's not playing come January, I think he'll be gone in January. If he gets a chance in the first team and he can hold down a first team spot, or he's on the bench, then obviously he's made his, you know, he's earned his place. But he's one of them for me that he's still under contract for a year, but I wouldn't be surprised if we actually sell him in January and just get a little bit of cash for him in January if he's not playing.
Okay. Has that swayed you, Andy? Or is my comprehensive argument still winning?
still sell.
Right, cool. So we move on to Ethan Pye.
Only a little bit of a flake.
We'll see how many more you change your mind out there.
More of a galaxy ripple than a flake.
Yes.
So we move on to Ethan Pye. Officially, his contract is up in the summer, although when Liam Richardson was on the podcast after we'd won the league, he did mention that there was a 12-month option on his contract, and not a lot of people picked up on that. So I think that he's definitely staying for at least another 12 months. When you listen to his interviews, he also was looking forward, after the Notts game, he's looking forward to, you know, playing in League One, this, that and the other. We've all basically said he should be given another, at least a minimum of 2 years. I think he should be getting at least 3 years. As we mentioned before, him and Horsfall together have just been absolutely astounding. And I think none of us expected this. His first few games, he made a few mistakes for goals and stuff, but he'd come from playing in the National League. He got the player of the season at Gateshead last year. So he's just immense, and we need to get him signed up because there's a potential that we could make a lot of money out of him.
Yeah. I've said it before. I think Ethan Pye will end up playing in midfield. I think he's doing an apprenticeship playing as they used to do at full back or, you know, left side of the centre backs. But I think he'll end up playing in midfield. I think he's so composed on the ball and he looks so effortless. Yeah, like you say, he will play at a higher level, no doubt, in his career.
Okay, cool. So, moving on to Neil Byrne. Now, when we released this, we weren't sure if his contract was up in the summer or if he had another year. And somebody dug out a tweet from last summer that he had signed a 2-year contract. So he has got a further year. Now, myself, Jimmy and Andy had said to release him, and Dan has said to keep him for a year. So let's see if Dan can change Andy's mind. Why should we keep him for a year?
Well, one, because he's under contract. I think he's another one that every time he's actually come in to do a job, he's not done a bad job. He knows Challoner, obviously, knows how things work. Same again. If he's not getting game time, don't be surprised that he ends up being sold in January window if he's not getting the game time. But for the moment, I think, yeah, he's quite a steady Eddie in that sort of like setup. So I don't see him going anywhere.
So based on that, do you think we need Byrne and Wright to be retained?
I think they're two different players. So the only reason I can see in keeping Neil Byrne is because he's very similar to Fraser. And again, he probably won't be on massive money. So you're not going to be able to persuade like a top League One defender to come in and play the Fraser Horsfall role. I know they played alongside each other as well this season, but I don't think we played particularly well when they have done. They're too similar as players. So the only reason that I would have to keep him, and I did say to release, but I can be flaky as well, especially as he's got a year's left on his contract, which I didn't realise at the time, is as purely as backup to Fraser and hope that Fraser plays another 40 games and he might come in for like 10 or something.
Okay, fair enough. Are you still sticking with it, Andy?
Well, no, because obviously we're not going to release someone who's under contract, are we?
Yeah, so, no, I understand, but you basically, you'd still think that we should I'd still sell him.
He's a good player. I do like him. He's come in, he's done a job every time. I agree that he's not brilliant alongside Fraser as well, because, like you say, he is very similar. I tell you what, he played a cracking cross at Wrexham the other day, didn't he? Absolute belting cross. But, I don't know, I just think there's... We need to get rid of, not because he's a good player, but I just think there's better out there for the league that we're going into.
It's one of them ones. If Fraser gets injured, though, who do you have come into the team instead of Fraser? And I think that's the worth of Neil Byrne. He's like a direct replacement, not at that level, but you know he's got the height and the strength to be that middle man.
But if we're bringing another one.
Pie and Akil, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm saying if we're bringing in a League One standard right centre back, I'm pretty sure that right centre back should be able to play in the middle, and then we don't need Byrne as a backup. So as I say, sort of for me, it's do we need Byrne and do we need Akil Wright if we're bringing in another right centre back? Because in essence, they're both the same player. I understand that he can step in for Horsfall, but I think a League One right centre back would be able to play as the middle centre-back for me. So
I'm not sure. I think that we'll be going for a right-sided centre-back that can also play right-back, and that's a very different set of skills. So like you wouldn't put Fraser out on the right-hand side. Same with Byrne. So, yeah.
Okay. So then we go on to our next loanee, Reece Bennett from Man United. Yeah, loan from Man United. Again, he's only on loan. He's only had the one appearance and he looked really shaky. It was the Tranmere defeat, wasn't it? I think when Fraser was ill. So Fraser didn't play. We've pretty much all said send him back, release him, not interested. I don't think we need to say anything because he's played one game. It just seemed a bit of a strange one. So he's getting released. We can move on. Todd Kane, we brought him in March because we had so many issues on the right-sided defence. He's 30 years old. He'd not played before. He'd not played since Christmas, I don't think, when he joined us in March. He's only made 4 appearances with 1 assist. And we've all put him down to be released. We all still agree. Again, I don't think he's of the standard, is he? He's not good enough. He was there just to stand in when we had an issue on that right-hand side. And then we have got better and we are going to get better if needed.
Yeah, I mean, he's the definition of emergency loan signing, isn't he? He came from some Maltese club, I think it was as well. So some sort of contact within the club maybe that said, oh, do you want to come over here and we'll pay you for 4 or 5 months of the season. But He looked good on the ball, but again, similar to Phil Bardsley, he had 1 or 2 good games and then seemed to disappear.
Yeah, I believe he's been injured, but we'll see anyway. Yeah. So now move on to...
That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Move on to Kyle Noyle. He's had an up and down season with injury and stuff. Obviously, wasn't sure whether he'd play. He still has a year to let go on his contract, and we've all basically said to keep him for a year. And I get the feeling that's similar to what we've said with a lot of the other people, is keep him for the year, see how he does in League One. If he's decent, then we'll give him another extension to the contract. If he's not playing, then we move him on. But I think he's, from when you see him play, I think he's League One. He's got League One potential. Do you understand? Or do you take it as that as well, Andy?
Yeah, I agree. His pace, you know, his crossing and his assists, you know, there's not much more you can say. I think he's definitely worth a shout in League One.
Yeah.
I mean, I think positionally, he's brilliant as well. He's really good positionally. He gets his body in the right places to sort of prevent them attacking us. And I think that's what Dave likes about him.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's worked well as the right centre back, hasn't he? When we've played almost a hybrid back five, haven't we? With Lemonet Evans as right wing back, but Lemonet Evans pushes on, and they all sort of just move across, don't they, to become a back four? And Noyle goes into that right back. So I think, yeah, he's looked really good, and I think he will be, if we don't bring anybody in, I think he will be our right centre back for next year. There, you heard it first. So now we move on to our genius from Wales, Southam Hales. His contract expires in June. We know that he's still with quite a bad injury, so we're still getting back from that. I've said to give him a year's contract. Jimmy said to give him a year's contract. Andy said to give him 2+ years, and Dan has said to release him. So
boo. So, where's your heart, Dan? Where's your heart?
Yeah, like, come on, Dan.
Chalmers has said that hard decisions will be made, and I think this will be one of them. So if we go back to Noyle, his county stats, he's had 56 appearances, scored 2 goals, 7 assists. Southam Hales, he's had 99 appearances for county, scored 2 goals and 11 assists.
But yeah, he's had 21 appearances this season and 7 assists.
Yeah.
So you're comparing apples with oranges or apples with apples.
Don't get me wrong. I think he excites me. He's one of them players that excites you. I always like players that get to the byline and will look to beat their man. And Southam Hales does that more. I've always said before, out of Rydell and Southam Hales is a better player for doing that for me. And like I say, it's just hard decisions I think are going to be made. And I just think there will be better players coming in into the squad. And with obviously the emergence of Conor Leia, Lemonet Evans, I just don't think he's going to get the game time.
But do you not think that the club will look after him with him being with the bad injury? Because it's going to take him a good 4 or 5 months, I think, isn't it, before he's going to be fit and stuff. So you'd think that they'll give him... This is why I said I thought they'd give him another year to look after him, let him get back from injury, maybe play a couple of games, see if he can come in League One. If not, then we basically say, find yourself...
I mean, the problem is with football, that I don't think that'll work. You know, don't get me wrong, if he's released, he'll still be welcome at the club, he'll still train, he'll probably use the facilities to get himself fit. He'll play B games or behind closed door games, but for actually to give him a contract, I just don't think they will do it, to be honest. And he's one of them ones that we all know that he's in the changing room. He's the life and soul of the party. You know, we know he's the joker of the changing room. But just unfortunately, I think it's just one of them hard decisions that Challenger said that he's going to have to make, and I think he's going to be the, you know, your Ash Palmer as such for the summer.
Okay. Andy, you said two plus years. Do you think he's good enough for League One? You think he's good enough to be in our squad?
Yeah, I do. His pace alone would keep him in there.
Do you not think because of his injuries that would hinder him getting a 2-year contract?
Yeah, and we've all trying so hard not to go, yeah, I agree with Dan here.
I mean, don't remember, if he was 23, I would say give him a 2-year contract, but the other thing is 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think it's going to take her 1 year just because, you know, he is a little bit older now, isn't he? And he is injury prone. I think 1 year, what does that really do for him? You know, he's
I think it just gives him an income, doesn't it, to get him fit again.
But, But if
he put himself in the shop window.
He missed the start of the season anyway. So I do genuinely believe that he's got it to be League One. And okay. I just think a year is just it's not really a contract, is it? You know, I remember was it Jamie Ward turned down a 1 year contract to when we offered him when we moved up, because Torquay offered him a 3 year contract. So
yeah.
that was the only reason why Jamie Ward turned us down. So I personally think he's got what it takes to be in League One. His pace alone is brilliant. Yes, he's injury prone, but if we can keep him injury free, I think he's well worth his 2 years. I think he's done enough, you know, he's brilliant and he's a good character to have. And even if he does drop down and play some reserve games or, you know, just to get back up to speed, then he's definitely worth having around. I think he's earned that.
Plus, right, he's okay. Also got a really good song as well.
Yeah.
So we go on to Ryan Crosdale. His contract is up in the summer. And this one surprised me, really, because all four of us have actually put him down as release. So, Jimmy, why are we releasing Crosdale when for the last three seasons he's been a very important player for us? And up to this season, we never really won without him in the team. So why are we releasing Crosdale?
It's a really sad one, this one, actually. 178 appearances for the club. He's been with us 4 years. Two promotions. But I just think at the age of 29, he's always been quite limited as a defensive midfielder. We brought Jack Davenport in, didn't we, last season? And Crosdale managed to sort of keep him out the side. But I just think age is going to get the better of him, and his lack of ability to progress the ball is going to get the better of him as well in League One. So I think the club will take this opportunity with his contract being up just to say goodbye, and that would be sad, but that's football. Yeah.
Dan, Andy, you both agree with that?
Yeah, nothing more to add on that. It is sad because he's been brilliant for us, and he's probably one of my favourite players over the last 3 or 4 years, you know, but
yeah, he's an unsung hero, isn't he? As they say,
I know it's that cliche that, you know, we've always done well when he's in the side sort of thing, but I think the last few appearances he's made, it's told a little bit that maybe it's, you know, not quite, he's not quite good enough for, you know, for the step up.
Yeah.
I think also the decision to have that surgery as well a month or so ago really knocked Dave, didn't it? He said that he basically went to the club and said, look, I want to have this growth, whatever it was. Was it hernia
and
surgery?
Is that potentially so that he doesn't have to have it over close season and he can go and chase a contract somewhere else?
It could be. Or it could be he was genuinely really struggling. And so we've seen him playing with an injury and we're saying, oh, he's rubbish now. But actually, it's because he's been playing with this injury. I mean, we'll always remember him for the midfield three of Colasars and Crosdale in the season that we went up from the National League. And they were just head and shoulders above any midfield three in the division.
Yep, totally agree. So now we move on to Callum Camps. He's still got a year left on his contract, and we've all said that we were going to keep, well, we've all said to keep him for that year. We've not said sell him or anything. For me, I think he's stepped into that Crosdale role. He's sat as that defensive midfielder, and he's more of a quarterback. You know, he breaks it up and he's looking for that forward pass. And I think the last 3-4 months, I think he's looked like the player that we've always thought we'd signed previously. Yeah. And he's starting to live up to his expectation. And I think this technical ability will better suit, again, that League One. So I think keep him for that year, see how he does, and then the potential of giving him a bigger contract, a longer contract, because I think he's grown into that role of playing sort of at the bottom of a diamond or behind, you know, the midfield and stuff like that, hasn't he? Yeah. All agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was easy.
I'm sorry. That's probably the reason why I put another reason for Crosdale to go is because Campson's score.
Yeah, Campson's coming in.
So we can do the other stuff. yeah. further up the field, as well as the stuff that, you know, Crosdale does.
Yep. Moving on to Will Collar. He has got another year on his contract, where myself, Dan and Jimmy have said keep him for a year, and Andy, you've put to give him a 2+ year contract. Why do you think he should have 2 years rather than, I think, like we've pretty much said for most people, is who've got a year left on the contract, is let them see how they do well, or see how they do in League One, and then potentially either sell or keep them going. Why do you think he deserves to have at least a 2-year contract?
Well, he's a quality player, no questions, but I think the main reason is potential sell.
You know, okay, so getting tied down.
If you go through our squad lists, he's one of the players that could move on to a bigger, to you know, a higher. Yeah,
there's been quite a few rumours, haven't they? Yeah. During certainly the last two seasons, certainly Blackburn, I think I've heard, were sniffing around before he got injured and stuff. So I think, yeah, definitely.
He'll definitely do fine in League One. No issues with that whatsoever. I'm just thinking if we've tied him down to a further 2 years, then it's obviously only going to benefit us if he does move on to a club higher up the league. I said bigger club then. There's no bigger club than
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's a big season for him, isn't it? He's obviously only played 20 games this season, or 23 games this season, including the cup games. It's a big season for him next season. He's 27. So I think this is he's going to have a good season. I honestly do. I think him with Powell that can pick him out. We know that Collar likes to make the runs and gets into positions. I'm expecting big things from Will Collar next season, to be honest. Make and break.
Plus he scores 1 in 4.5 as well. That's his county record. And for a midfielder to have that ability and get assists, and his ability to sort of break sort of late into the box as well, sort of Frank Lampard-esque. Yeah. I think we will definitely need him firing next season.
Okay. Yeah.
His control on the ball is just unbelievable. Mm.
Yep, totally agree. Next one, Starbridge. We've got, he's out of contract this year. Myself and Jimmy have said to keep him for a year. Andy said to give him at least a two-year contract, and Dan has said release him. Dan, why have you said release? Why do you think
we're number releasing? One like South and Isles, just purely his 32. I think, like I say, don't get me wrong, I think he's footballing wise, I think he's absolutely brilliant. You know, if we could have the luxury of having large squads and carrying players in the squad, yeah, sign him up. But I just think, you know, we will be, if we're going to be competitive, I just don't see. I expect better players to be coming in through, as daft as it sounds. And I just think at 32, out of contract. Because same again, if you're going to give him a contract, there'll be clubs in League 2 or even the National League that'll be offering him 3-year contracts, you know, on roughly probably the same sort of money he's on now. I don't see us, if we offered him 1-year contract when he can get a 3-year contract to come play League 2, then I think he'll just take that. And that's no disrespect to him. Mm-hmm. I think he's been brilliant. But I just think at 32, I think he's going to get a better contract somewhere else.
Okay. So, Jimmy, you said to keep him for a year. Do you think it would just be a year contract, or do you think it'd be similar to what we were talking about with Ben, a year with a coaching role involved, or do you just think it's just give him a single year?
I think Dan makes a good point. I mean, we're here saying, oh yeah, give them a year, but these footballers need to make sure that they're going to be playing for as long as they possibly can at the highest level. And if we're giving him a year, then he breaks his leg and he can't play anymore, then that's obviously something for him to consider. So Anthony Sarcevic on his day is brilliant, a real pest as well. I don't think we've got anybody else like him at the club. Other players obviously look up to him as well. He's obviously very popular in the dressing room. But I think Dan is probably right in that if we do offer him the year, he'll probably say no and go somewhere for two or three.
Okay.
And it's whether we want to offer him two or three. Sorry. I don't think we do. Sorry.
Right, okay. And yeah, Andy, building on that, you said we should offer him a minimum of 2 year contract. Do you
stand by that?
Do you think, I mean, is that right, yeah, head of your heart talking, or?
No, obviously, we all love him. Heart, you know, we'll always go for 2 year, but head definitely says 2 year. Similar to the Rydell, he's come from League One. Yeah. And for me, Sarcevic, Sarcevic is, for me, one of the most improved players from National League to League Two to now. He's just got better and better and better. And I think he will finish his career with us. He's also, similar to what Dan was saying about Neil Byrne, is a good squad player to, all right, he might not start every game, but he's a good player with good pedigree. He knows the club. He's a fantastic character in and around, you know, the changing room. I just think he's a good squad player as well. And I just think he'll easily get 1 year. I don't think they'll offer a 1 year anyway. I don't think he'll accept a 1 year because, like I say, because of his age, he'll want at least a minimum two, won't he?
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Moving on to Ashton Mee. Again, only a young lad. He's got 2 year contract. So I've not taken that into account because I said to keep him 1 year. Dan said to keep him 1 year and Jimmy said to keep him 1 year. And only Andy has actually, well, maybe he's realised that he's got a 2 year contract, so that's why he's got
because 2 years. Yeah, so just keep it as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, as you say, we've got tied up
for 2 years. Making out like I'm a bit, you know, not so clever there, Waggy, that I can't read.
No, we're the ones that aren't so clever because we're the ones that didn't realise that it was a June 26th. You're the only one that did.
He's one of them that needs to go out and play football, and he needs to be, you know, I don't think he's going to get game time at County. He needs to go out on loan for the season somewhere and get game time.
Yeah.
You've seen what it did to Ethan Pye, not last season.
Do you think that should be a National League side then, or a League Two? Do you think he's League Two quality?
Well, would you say Ethan Pye was? Time,
but I'm saying for the similar.
It's hard. Well, I don't think we've seen enough of him, have we? In all fairness, we haven't seen enough of him. And I just think he needs these young lads. It's pointless having him on the bench or making the odd appearance in the, you know, Pizza Trophy or something like that. They need to be playing sort of 30, 35 games under their belt and, you know, send them off on loan somewhere in the summer so they can actually get integrated with a team. I think, you know, a team in the League Two, I think you'd do quite well. I think you send him somewhere like Walsall or somewhere like that, somewhere that's not got aspirations a bit above their station, which is a bit hard for League Two teams, as we all think, you know, they all think they can walk it. But yeah, I think he'll do all right in the long term.
Okay. Then we move on to Cody Johnson. He's out of contract in the summer. And where's my list? I'm going to blast him. I've said to give him at least a year. Dan and Andy have both said give him at least 2 years. And Jimmy has said release. Why are we releasing Cody Johnson?
I mean, Jimmy? He's sort of had a lot of fanfare, hasn't he, over the last couple of years. Cody Johnson's going to be our next greatest, biggest saviour. And whenever I've seen him on the ball, he's very tidy. But I've not seen anything that would make me think he's going to change a game. He's good positionally. He can tackle. but I'm not sure his passing's that great. And he's certainly not a box-to-box type of Will Collar type of player as well. And I just think in League One, I'm not sure there's a place in the team for someone like that. And I'm not sure if he's going to get any better. Although maybe I'm being a bit unfair because he's dead young. So maybe we should keep him and send him out on loan.
He's only 20, but I just think that this season, I think the club have mismanaged him. That's my... Because he originally went out on loan, didn't he? He was supposed to be at Rochdale for the season, which I thought would have done him really, really good.
And when we pulled him back from Rochdale, didn't we, on the eve of him making his debut for Rochdale.
Bossed it against Chef Wednesday. Yeah. He had Barry Brannan in his pocket. You know what I mean? I think that the potential's there. I think the potential is definitely there. I just think that he should have gone out on loan earlier, I think, or we should have just left him at Rochdale. But I think get him out to a top-end National League team, get him on a 2 or 3 year contract, get him out to a National League team, top-end National League team, or into League Two. I think in playing week in, week out, I think he'll do the same like we've mentioned with Pai. I think he's got the potential of being a really, really good player. And I think he is probably one of the most suited to playing that defensive midfielder role instead of Crowsdale, or that Crowsdale role. But I think he would be the potential to be much better. Does everybody agree? Well, sorry, does Dan and Andy agree? Have we changed Jimmy's mind?
Yeah,
I mean, have not changed my mind. Sorry.
I think, like I say, he's 20 years old at the start of the season. He's just, we know there's something there. We've seen something. He needs to be, like I say, managed right, handled right, and he just needs to be playing football.
Yeah.
I agree. Plus, we should keep him alone for the song that we sing for him. It's brilliant.
Yeah, another good song. Another good song.
But he's still young and he's still learning his game, isn't he? You know, I think the biggest... Well, the worst thing was when we recalled him back. I don't think we needed to call him back from Rochdale. He could have done, was it a full season loan at Rochdale?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Should have just kept him there. And he would have done similar to what Ethan Pye had done, you know, that game time experience. But he's definitely, in my eyes, worth a 2 year. Do the same again. Loan him out for a year. Let him stay there whilst we bring in other players and let him develop.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, moving on. Next one is Miles Hippolyte. He is out of contract at the end of the season or in June, and we've all put release. So, why do we not think he is good enough, Andy? Why do we not think he's good enough to be a League One player or to be offered another contract?
I just don't think he's been good enough this year anyway.
Do you think he's been unlucky with injury? Because he had the same injury on either leg, didn't he?
Yeah, in the first game back after his left or right knee, he did the same issue with the opposite knee. And he has been unlucky and he has been brilliant for us and his pace and his, you know, skill. But I just think that pace and skill, it's too big a jump, you know, for what we need, in the team. I think it's been found out a lot in League Two for the games that he has played. Unfortunately, it's sad as it is, because it's hard, isn't it? Unfortunately, football's not it's not meant to be sentimental, but it's hard because these are players that have been with us for years now that have helped us progress to this journey, and now we're just saying, unfortunately, we all want to go further up the league and we'll at least consolidate in League One. And don't think Miles
will
do that for
him. Yeah, I totally agree.
He's one of them players, though, isn't he? That I think the international call-up, absolutely, like Toure, has not helped him, that jump up to an international player. He's got injured, I think, whilst on international duty, didn't he, originally? And he's just not got going this season. We've seen, you know, his goal against Accrington, his assist in the Accrington where Powell sent him down the line and he's crossed it in first time in for Wootton, just shows you what he can do. And like I say, if I was Chesterfield, I'd be putting a 3-year contract under his nose, because I think, you know, he'll do all right for a club. He'll get a 3-year contract in League Two, I think. I just don't think we'll offer him the same.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep. Okay. Moving on. Nick Powell, he's got 2 years left on his contract. I think he's been brilliant. We're not going to be selling him. His interview, I thought, was excellent. Everybody else was bigging themselves up and saying what a brilliant job we've done. And he was basically like, this is only half done. This is just the beginning. I'm here to get us. Basically, he sounded like he wants to get us to the championship, which I think was really, 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 really interesting. So we can skip over him. Bailey, again, he's got given a 2.5-year contract when he signed in January. I think he's starting to get better. Again, he's getting back to the form that he had before he was a permanent player. He seemed to dip. So he's going to be staying for another 2 years. Now, moving on from there, we've got Rico Richards, who is on loan from Aston Villa. So we have got myself and Dan have said we should keep him for a year, and Jimmy and Andy have said release him. So, Jimmy, why do you think that we should release him, or why do you not think that we should try and get him back on loan next year?
Okay, so, I mean, we were his first club, weren't we? His first sort of venture out into the world of men's football. And I think that's fine if you're a League Two team. As a League One team, I think there will be better out there from a loan market point of view. So an attacking midfielder from a Premier League club, they're going to want to send their player. Well, somebody will want to send a similar type of player to us. And I just didn't see enough of Rico as tidy as he was, and as well as he linked up with Powell and Lemon Hay Evans sort of on that sort of right-hand side. I just think there is going to be better out there, unfortunately. Although he's probably quite cheap. So if you want him as a young squad player, you could give him a place for that.
Have you just changed your own mind?
Yeah, maybe I have done. Yeah, I like to sit on the fence as much as I possibly can.
Fair enough. I think, yeah, I think he's developed quickly in the time period that he's been here, the chances that he's been given. I think you've seen him sort of build and look a bit more. And as I say, again, League One shouldn't be as physical as League Two. So he'll be a good technical player to be able to have to bring in. But I suppose going on the other side, as you said, Jimmy, is the standard of loanee that we can possibly get now, being in League One, going to be much better, because, as we did say, that is his first foray into men's football, wasn't it? It's his first loan that he's had. So I think it's more of an on-the-fence one. I think it'd be nice to have him back. I think he's enjoyed himself. But it just depends whether or not there's better loanees out there. Mm-hmm. Next, we've got Lemonade Evans, whose contract is up. I've said give him a 2-year. Dan said give him a 2-year. Jimmy said a 1-year, and Andy said 2-year. So, Andy, why are we giving Lemonade Evans a 2-year contract?
Can I just change mine, please, to 2 years? Thank you.
Yeah. Is that because I would nearly...
Is that like 3 now? Is that 3? Who's flaky here?
No. It's because he's my second. He's my second favourite player, and I don't know why I've just said give him 1 year, because I love him. I think he's brilliant. So
right. Okay.
Can I go to 3? Okay, you've done 3 2 years, and I'll go to 3.
Well, yeah. It's officially 2 plus. So let's say 3-year contract, because I'm guessing that Andy will say the same. It's a 3-year contract. So why are we giving Lemonade Evans a 3-year contract?
Me?
Yes, Andy. Yes, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'm going to change it. I think we should give him a 5-year contract.
Okay. All right.
I think 2 years, I think he's earned it. Well and truly earned it. We brought him back last season for the last few games, and he was brilliant.
Yeah, he was on loan at Notts, wasn't he, and then came back for the last four or five.
He's quite similar to, not in terms of player, but remember Elliot Newby? He only ever got to run forwards. Now, yeah. I know Lemon Hay's got a little bit of a different role this year because he's playing a little bit of a wing-back, haven't he? But whenever he's further up the field, he just wants to push or drive forwards. And I just think... Pretty much every game I've seen him in, he's played brilliant. He's very rarely has a bad game. You know, he's quite a quiet lad, but that's fine because I think he's well loved within the dressing room. And also, when Powell is playing, he was the first person I noticed that could actually read Powell really well.
Yeah.
You know, and I know the good pace off, you know, off the field as well. And I just think if we've got Powell firing all cylinders and we've got Lemon Hay who can read Nick Powell, because it took a lot of the other team to catch up to how, you know, what's going through Nick Powell's head. Lemon Hay, it just worked like that. So keep it.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this is it's one of them hard ones for Channel, though, isn't it? Because, as you said before, Evans has to be playing week in, week out to get the best out of it. Now, if Challenger doesn't think he's going to be playing week in, week out and just bringing him in now and again, he's not going to get that performances out of him. So do you just cut your losses and obviously look at another player, another avenue, especially with players like Will Collar coming back into the fold, hopefully with, you know, being fit? So it's a really, really hard one. I thought he's been outstanding, not just the fact, you know, I like players that you can play in different positions. He can play on the left. He can play on the right. I think he can do a job in centre midfield to a certain point. But, you know, we've seen him play wing back. We've seen him play right back at times. And I don't think he's let anybody down. So, yeah, he's earned a new contract.
If he wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there's a little murmurs of that. He's obviously his family are all still down south, aren't they? And he was getting a bit wanting to move back down there. I think if you'd have asked me when he came back from Wimbledon, I'd have said no, release him. But since he's come back and come into the team, he's one of the first names on the team sheet, isn't he? And as much as we're going on about his attacking sense, I think he's done brilliantly defensively. He doesn't jump in. I think Jimmy, you mentioned this on the court, your club call, didn't you? He doesn't jump in or slide in tackle and go to the ground very quickly. He stands on his feet and just seems to get his foot in and just gets a little tackling here and there. Maybe positionally, you know, he needs to work on it, but it's not his natural position playing as a right wing back. So, yeah, I think thoroughly deserved from his performances in the last 3 months. He should definitely be getting a two-year contract.
But I will say one thing, though. He has to make his mind up what he wants to be called. It's rather Lemonade Evans or Evans. He can't swap his name about again.
Okay. Yeah.
I was listening to the Wrexham commentary on Saturday, and the commentator kept calling him Lemon Helge. So I think he'd read the I as an L. So every time he got the ball, me and Clay were like, why are you calling him Lemon Helge? Lemon Helge Evans. It was embarrassing. Well,
that's the Welsh for you. Anyway, let's move on. the next one is Ben Knight, who has been on loan from Manchester City. I don't think we need to say much about this guy. He's not played a single competitive game. It was a strange one because he actually signed in January, but it wasn't announced until late February because he'd got an injury. I don't know, because I believe that he trained with us at the beginning of the season. I think he was training with us in August. So I think this might just be a thing from City just to get him out and to get him used to training with the first team squad and seeing, like, again, being around men's football rather than, like, say, under 23s and stuff. We've all said release, so I think that's a good thing. He can go back. Next one is Mr. Louis Barry. Never fall in love with a lone player. We've all said, well, yeah, are you going to... Dan said only give him a year. Myself, Jimmy and Andy have said give him 2 years. So I'm guessing, Dan, you're talking more along the lines of bringing him back on loan for a year. I guess, Jimmy and Andy, you're talking about signing him up. So, Dan, we'll start with you.
Right, so this is... I'm going to upset people here. Head and heart. Heart says, I want him back at County next season. Head says... Louis Barry's too good for League One. I'd be a little bit disappointed with Barry if he's playing League One football next year. I think he's good enough to play Championship football. My personal view on Louis Barry. You know, don't get me wrong, I want him back. I'd love him being a County shirt. for next season. And I think that might be the difference of mid-table and playoffs next season is having Louis Barry in the team. But I think his championship quality, to be honest, I think he's been outstanding. And I think as well, what is, helps and with this loan signing, that he joined a quite early on in the summer, in July.
Yeah.
So having that pre-season with the boys not coming in at the last minute, I think has really helped him. I think his other loan signings is sort of things that have happened at the last minute where we've sort of got him in early. And, you know, it might be something, you know, when if they look at Rico or any of the young lads, is get them in early, get them, you know, involved early in the pre-season. But, yeah, like you say, he's a quality football player. He's too good for League One. He was too good for League Two. You know, as Russ would say, he's a cheat code. Yeah. I think he's too good for League One.
Okay.
You know, don't get me wrong, if he goes out on loan to a championship club and he doesn't make the grade at championship club, I'll be absolutely knocking on the door at Aston Villa January. Can we have him? If Aston Villa wish to sell him, then, you know, for me, like I said before, I'd basically let the people get wet at the railway end and use that money to buy Barry.
Fair enough. So, Jimmy, you've put plus 2 years. So, do you think we'd be able to sign him? Do you think Villa would release him and let us sign him? And I don't want, not talking fee, how much he's going to cost or anything like that. Because I think if we do sign him, I think he'll be the record. I think he will be a record signing for us. I will honestly see that. But do you believe that after the season that he's had, even though he's had 5 months out injured, do you believe that Aston Villa will sell him? And do you think they'll sell him? And why do you think they'll sell him to us?
Okay, so I don't think he'll get in Aston Villa's first team. They're Champions League now, aren't they? He's 21, start of this season. So they're probably thinking, yeah, he won't get into our team. So then the question is whether he goes to a championship club or not. I would like to think, I'm going to disagree with you, Dan. I'd like to think that we can take him to the championship in 2 or 3 years' time. And because of that, Mark, if you're listening, Mr. Stott, put your hands in your pockets or look for some loose change down the back of your sofa or wherever you keep your money jar, raid that and get us Louis for next season. Because 20 appearances in the league, 9 goals, 4 assists. He's just dynamite. And he, as Dan said, he could be the difference between us finishing playoffs or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah,
I agree. Break the bank.
Yeah. So sorry, go on, Andy. Carry on
from that. I don't know what the loan situation is in the Championship. So, yeah, obviously I went 2 year. I went with my heart on that one, obviously. But would Championship clubs, because he's not really played that level, they may do a 3 to 6 month loan. And then on that basis, if he's not cutting it, or even after that, we could be knocking on the door and saying, look, we're here. He knows us. Should we have him back? But I think, honestly, I can't see us getting him back again. But as absolutely tell Mark Stott to break the bank for this signing.
Yep.
I met Louis Barry's dad yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Nice chat. He was happy because Aston Villa, obviously, I don't follow the Premiership, but some team that Villa wanted to lose lost. So he was happy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Tottenham lost, didn't he? Yeah. So, moving on, Isaac Alafi. He has 12 months left on his contract. We've said keep, me and Dan have said keep him for a year. Jimmy and Andy have said we should give him a 2 year minimum. I think it's similar to what we said. See how he does. I think his progression over the season has been night and day. I think from those first few games where his first touch and when he had to think, he fluffed his lines every time, whereas now he's a much more confident player. I think his first touch has improved. He scored 20 goals for us this season. He's played pretty much every game. He's been there or thereabouts, hasn't he, for every game. So, yeah, I think he's staying for another year. There was a rumour around Millwall being able to have a buyback clause for him, but I'm surely he's got to say if he wants to go or not. So for me, Isaac stays, if he scores us 15 goals in League One next year, he gets another 2 or 3 year contract. Are we all agreed on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Moving on from there, then we've got Jack Stretton, who has still got a year left on his contract. He's again one of the ones that has been injured for most of the season. Myself, Dan, and Jimmy have said that we are going to keep him, and Andy has said sell him. So, Dan, why are we just going to keep him for the 1 year after a big injury that he's had this year? And then we will come to Andy and say why he's selling him. See if we can convince us.
I think it's one of them ones, same again. I wouldn't be surprised if he's sold at the end of the transfer window. You know, come September or August time, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody comes in or he leaves on loan for the season. I just, like I say, he's missed a lot of football, obviously. He missed the whole season. I just like to see him put a county shirt back on and give him that opportunity. I think pre-season is a big, big time for him. You know, if he gets some game time in pre-season and he looks sharp and he's scoring goals, then, you know, he'll be there. But he's one of them ones that he could be out the door by the time the season kicks off.
Okay. And, well, I mean, I think you've convinced yourself that we're selling him. So
yeah, well, no, I want to see him given an opportunity. He's only 22, so it's not like he's 29 or anything like that. He's 22 years old. You know, we know he's got a little bit of pedigree in that division already with Derby, so I just hope, you know, depends, same again. We haven't really seen much of him. You know, has he got stronger? Has he used the time being the season to physically get stronger? You know, and, you know, with strikers like that, he could come back, have a worldie of a pre-season and really sort of push, you know, that forward line going forward. And like I said, if you're not going to get Barry back as well, can we afford to lose another forward type player?
Well, yeah, there is the rumours around that Leicester lad, isn't there, that played in the B team that scored the hat-trick. Yeah. But he's similar of a sort of Barry, sort of Stretton-esque type player. So maybe that's already us looking, because I believe he's getting released in the summer. But that's for a different podcast anyway. So, yes, yeah, Andy, you've said that we should sell Stretton.
Yeah. I just don't think it's good enough. I didn't think it was good enough for League Two. He showed glimpses in a handful of games, but I just thought it was quite inconsistent. And apparently that a mate of mine was at that B game, and he said that lad from Leicester was. And bearing in mind this guy who said this is the most pessimistic football fan on the planet, just on the planet. He said he was absolutely brilliant. So right, for him to say that, I'm taking that as, I don't know, you said that's for another podcast, but I just think Jack Stretton is, he's not, no, so.
Right, okay. You know. That's all right, no worries. So, two players left. First, we will talk about Kyle Wotton. So he still has a year left on his contract. Dan and Jimmy have said to keep him for a year. Myself and Andy have said to sell him. So, Jimmy, why are we keeping Kyle Wotton for another year?
The only reason that I'm keeping Kyle is because we haven't got anybody else like him at the club. And I think it's quite difficult
Like you're talking there, Jimmy. Like you're the one who's going to make the decision.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
We are making the decisions. Dave Challenger is literally going to watch this afterwards, and all our decisions are done.
So yeah, before I was rudely interrupted and heckled by Andy, we haven't got anybody else like him at the club, and I just get the feeling that a big target man. It's quite difficult to find someone who's as mobile as Kyle. I mean, you've got someone like the Matt Smith or that other guy that we were linked with for years and years. What's he called? Really tall guy.
The one we went to Gillingham. Not Gillingham.
Anyway, so I just think we've got him at the club. He's here till June 25. Let's give him a go in League One and see how he does.
Okay.
And centre forwards are expensive to buy as well, so we may as well stick with what we've got. And if we're going to be spending the money anywhere, it's going to be on Louis Barry for me. Mark,
fair enough.
Are you listening, Mark?
I'm not sure. I've said sell because I'm not quite sure that he's good enough or the player that we want to have in League One. I just think that it's a bit too much of a step up for him, judging the way that he's played this season. I know he's had he came back from an injury and he's had a couple of little niggles in there. I think he looked really good against Notts, but I don't know if that's one of them special games for him because he spent that many years at Notts County that it's almost, you know, you raise your game because you're playing against your old club, in brackets, Andy Cannon. So I'm just not sure that he is what we need in League One or that he's good enough. And if he is the type of player that we do want for League One, I think we've got these much better options out there that we could be bringing in to replace him after we bought Louis Barry.
I agree with that. I kind of agree what Jimmy says as well. I'm not going to change my mind. But he is a target man. But two things for Wotton is, he's a target man, but you also need your target man to bag a few goals. And he misses some absolute sitters, you know. And the other thing is, yes, he holds the ball up, but what he does with it next is a completely different story. Don't get me wrong, it's not all the time. But a lot of the time, once he's controlled the ball down, his decision-making, it's going to get found out in League One. And I just think, you know, unless he can step that side of his game up, then fair enough. See, I'll be fair. Maybe sell him in January, you know. But I just think there's, like you said, Waggy, there's better out there.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be, for me, he's not a shithouse enough. You know, you look to Ollie Palmer and Fletcher for Wrexham. Wotton doesn't do that. He's not nasty enough. He's too nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want him to be an absolute horrible. I want him to do what Ollie Palmer did to Ethan Pye during the, you know, on Saturday. He's, like I say, he's one of them ones. If a better player comes in, then obviously he'll be gone and they'll cash in on him. And same again, there'll be plenty of League Two clubs that would snap his hand off and, you know, put money down for him, especially if obviously Notts County lose Langstaff. But that's a better player has to come in.
Yeah,
that's proven at League One or higher. It's pointless buying an unproven player to replace Wotton. I'd rather have Wotton.
Okay, cool. So the final star man that we will be talking about, Mr. Paddy Madden, Sir Paddy Madden. He's out of contract. We've all pretty much, well, we have all said that we should all give him at least a 2-year contract. And I think this sort of, to me, it comes down to similar to Sars. I think if we offer him 2-year contract with a 12-month playing contract and then 12 months as player coach or as a coach, I think that's more likely to entice him. But I think there will be lots of clubs out there that will be willing to give him a 3-year deal. And I think that's where we'll have to wait and see. But he has sort of mentioned that he wants to retire with us. Whether, you know, he loves the club. He said that he was gutted that he didn't sign for us when he was 15 or 16, wasn't it, when he came over from Ireland? So I think if we give him a 2-year contract, I think he'd rather stay with us for 2 years going into the coaching role, because he did a coaching session, didn't he, for the under-18s. Him, Sars and Hippo did coaching session. He's doing his B qualification. So I think if we offer him a 2-year contract with one of them years being more down the coaching line, I think he'll take that. For me personally, do you all agree? Is that why we said the 2-year contract, or do you think it is purely 2 years playing contract?
I'd
give him 2-year playing.
Right. Okay.
He's not going to play as much as what he's he's played quite a lot this season, and we always thought that he was going to play more in midfield at times, which he has done. But he's not just a player. He's the captain. He's the leader. He sets the standards on and off the pitch. I think, you know, you see, you're not just losing the goals, which, same again, you know, he's scored, you know, you're looking at 15 goals a season easily. He's motivated next season because he's a League One all-time goal scorer record, which is there for him to take. So I think he's motivated. I give him a three-year contract. If he manages to fill that contract out, then, yeah, brilliant. But, you know, even if he does 18 months out of it, I'll be happy. I think he's just too much. What he offers off the pitch is just as equal to what he does on the pitch at times for County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in agreement, Jimmy, with it being a two-year, or do you think it should be a three-year? And do you think that the club are going to offer, as much as it is Sir Paddy Madden, they're going to offer a 34-year-old a three-year contract?
No, I can't see it being a three-year contract, but a two-year contract on League One wages, I think, is fair enough. And he has said that he wants to go back to Ireland as well, so that'd take him to 36, go back to Ireland, bit of cash in his back pocket, and hopefully the leading scorer in League One, if things go to plan, so whatever scorer in League One.
Absolutely. Love to keep him, let him see how he's, well, even see how he's playing career with us and move into coaching, because potential that we could have Sars, Ben and Madden as our youth team coaches, that'd just be that'd be something else, wouldn't it? There you don't need any more motivation, do you? Them three kicking you up the arse. So that is our squad review. I think we've completely gone over time.
Sorry, Russ. It was Waggy's fault.
I did try to keep you in line, but I just need to get a bigger stick next time, I think. So
doesn't help with we're all changing our minds about
well, yeah. As much as, so as you say, I mean, we're just fans. So can you imagine? And if you think about, you know, there's going to be three or four people that are going to be sitting down and having this exact discussion that we've just had, and apart from, I think, most of the lone players and maybe Hippo, I think every single player we pretty much disagreed on, and we are differing opinions on all the way
through. Yeah, even though it's hard decisions to make, it's not a personal decision. Mm. For me, every single one of them players, regardless if they played four games or 40 games, are all legends. They're all champions. Mm. They will go down in history.
Played a part as well.
Yeah, so they've all, even though they've all had to do something, like I say, even Jordan Smith, even though he's not played a league game, he has pushed Ben every week in training and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like Challenger said, hard decisions will be made. It's not, obviously, we've gone through the list. It's none of our decisions are personal decisions. You know, and if they do move on, then, you know, hopefully, you know, like I do with most ex-County players, you still look for them on a team sheet for whatever club they're playing. You know, we've all probably been happy for Ash Palmer to get promoted again with Chesterfield this season. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's been a hard list. And as I say, it's probably not the hardest part of football, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a brilliant point you make as well, because there are no toe rags in this squad. I mean, like, years gone by, we've had, I won't name any, it's not fair, but we know the players who you sort of think, yeah, you're a toe rag. But there's not one player looking down that list that I would sort of think, oh yeah, I wouldn't go down the pub with you or whatever it is. I think they're all cracking players and people. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, that is a wrap. Close to an hour and a half. I think it's been a good discussion. I've enjoyed it. First time that we've actually done this for the podcast. So it was very enjoyable listening to you all with all your different views and changing your minds as we went along. It was all very good. So this,
Jimmy.
This we will be putting out hopefully onto YouTube, and also it will be on Patreon and all your other normal places where you get your podcast. It will be out very soon. this evening, in fact. It will be free for everybody, and we will see how accurate any of our predictions were compared to when the actual squad list is released. I will be back on Wednesday with Russ. We've got fan guest of Dave Marchbank, I believe, from the co-op. So looking forward to having a chat with him. We might talk about that little sort of club that may not be mentioned over the border, because if we do mention it, we'll get called obsessed. But anyway, I'm sure we might touch on that. Maybe touch on flight paths around the area. So yes, thank you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching, and we will see you on Wednesday. Cheers, all.
Thanks very much. See you later. Bye. All you bringing fans, where do you hide when you go down to Edgerly? Have you seen the team that reigns supreme, heading for Division 3? Meet me on the corner when the scouts are coming on, and I'll be there tonight in Mersey Square.
TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Open them up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute, all your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.